Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
The papers are loving the good weather because it means they get lots and lots of nice pictures of people on beaches. That's all on the front pages this morning. The main story for the Irish Daily Star goes with Monte Carlo, which is that the Dolmen County hotter than the glitzy French Riviera yesterday because Oak Park in Carlo recorded a temperature of 28 degrees. So that's a new record temperature there for May. And I can tell you that the Met Aaron forecast for today is predicting 30 degrees. So it looks like the record's going to be broken again today. Now, elsewhere, the Irish Times has a picture of a man jumping into the sea. It's actually a great picture because there's a cruise ship behind him. This is like Spain or something, not the 40 foot in Sandy Cove in Dublin, but he's jumping into the water just as this big cruise ship passes by him as well. Main story for the Irish Times, left-wing parties round on Sinn Féin over its policy direction, raising doubts about the prospect of a future left alliance. This is all the repercussions from the by-election and the recriminations from the by-elections over the weekend. There are tensions in the left, according to the Irish Times there, and some, like for example, Ivana Bacik saying voters don't believe now that Sinn Féin is left-wing. And there's lots of coverage of that. Paul Murphy says Sinn Féin has drifted to the right and needs to decide if it's going to commit to consistently left-wing positions. Also, I see on the front of the Irish Times, the Defence Forces are going to use shotguns and machine guns, if you don't mind, on the top of helicopters to guard against drones during the six-month EU presidency. And the Navy are going to be trained to shoot down drones. I didn't think we'd that many Navy ships at the moment, but apparently we do. And the Navy is going to be trained to shoot down the drones from ships, while the Air Corps, their training aircraft, is going to be fitted with new anti-drone weapons under a hard kill policy, is what we're told. Irish Independent on the front page says IBEC has urged the finance minister to protect workers from rising inflation by double indexing income tax bans and credits in the budget. So basically, IBEC wants double tax cut for workers in the budget to help them with rising inflation. Of course, another way you could help workers with rising inflation is that you could pay them more as well, I suppose. The Irish Examiner on the front page is warning about the Leaving Cert. I know News Talk Breakfast are going to be telling you how to prepare for the Leaving Cert later. Also, can we say thank you to the Leaving Cert students for this beautiful weather? But on the front of the Examiner, exam authorities are warning students against using AI predictions on what topics and questions might appear on this year's Leaving Cert papers. Now, back years ago when you were doing the Leaving Cert, you heard rumours and whispers about what poet might come up for English in the Leaving Cert. Well, now we have new AI-powered platforms focused on exam prep, and they're predicting what's coming up in the Leaving Cert, but there is advice that you should ignore what they're saying, their predictions, because it might be very, very wrong. One platform seen by the Irish Examiner claims to have used 15 years of data from the State Examination Commission to predict the 2026 papers, including marking scheme verbatim phrases. Another allows users to generate likely exam papers using real questions, but you're being warned not to heed any of that advice. The Irish Sun, Chiron probe cops quiz woman in her 50s. Gardaí last night quizzing a woman over the disappearance of the disappearance and murder of Chiron Dernan. And this is almost 4 years after the six-year-old was last seen alive. Inside the papers, I know a lot of people are driving this morning. The Irish Times says nearly four in five drivers have admitted to distracted driving, like checking text messages, eating food and adjusting their sat-nav or their navigation app. 78% of people in a survey admit to being distracted while being behind the wheel. It's a survey on behalf of Aviva, which asked 1,000 drivers about their habits. 31% of drivers check their navigation apps while driving. It's kind of the reason why it's there, is to check it, I suppose. 3 in 10 say they eat or drink while driving. And adjusting dashboard screens while driving is a habit for 15% of Irish drivers. And one in 10, one in 10 say they use their phone when they're stopped in traffic or at red lights. Well, that's the greatest load of rubbish I've ever heard, because we know that a lot more than one in 10 are using their phone. Certainly they're using it while driving, never mind when they're stopped at a red light. So I don't think people are being very honest in their survey. If you've been in a lift recently, you might notice that they're struggling. The Indo says that lifts are buckling under the population's increasing weight. New research has revealed how lift capacity has not kept pace with passengers over the past 20 years. And now our lifts need to be strengthened because people are getting more obese and the lifts can't cope with the weight of people. That's an interesting one in the Irish Independent. I see in the Star, the bookies are talking about the Late Late Show, and broadcaster Miriam O'Callaghan is now the odds-on favourite to become the next host of the Late Late. Odds for Miriam succeeding Patrick Hilty have been slashed. It's now 2-1 if you'd like to put a bet on, according to Ladbrokes. There's no other names mentioned here in the article, so apparently it's all about Miriam who'll be doing the Late Late. If your surname is O'Sullivan or Sullivan, you'll be interested in this one in the Star. There'll be even more Sullivans in West Cork this weekend. Nearly 3,000 people who share the surname are going to descend on Castletown Bear for a massive world record attempt. The count is happening on Saturday from 2-5, when the Sullivans will gather on the Beara Peninsula in a bid to become the world's biggest same surname gathering ever. Now, you're going to have to prove that you actually are a Sullivan if you're interested in that, but they are aiming to create this record this Saturday. And final story, because the weather is so nice, there's lots about barbecuing in the papers today. In the Eye, I see a survey, because many people are planning to fire up their barbecues, but most people find cooking barbecues stressful, and a third say that timing their cooking so that everything is ready to serve together is the biggest challenge. The top stresses when you're doing a barbecue are timing everything, cleaning up afterwards, struggling to cook multiple dishes, having enough space in the oven, the hob and the fridge, spending more time cooking than socialising with your guests, and the food going cold. Or you could just cook your dinner inside and then eat it outside and avoid all of this stress. Anyway, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.